107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Labor Day long weekend, you can spend it at Wildwood Conservation Area with lots happening. Joining us on the phone lines with details is Emily Chandler with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Good morning, Emily.
Morning, Jamie. Happy September.
Yes, and Labor Day long weekend. My gosh, where has the summer gone? It's been a great summer at Wildwood Conservation Area with so many great events.
It's been fantastic, and what I was thinking about is the weather. Some people have been complaining about this summer's weather, but it's really worked out for our events.
Yeah, for sure, because those events, often on Saturdays, have been just terrific through the summertime. Great attendance and families enjoying it. And this weekend is no exception because we got the Labor Day weekend just about upon us, and we got events happening Saturday. But I understand we can sleep in a little bit for Saturday. Events yes. Going on later that day.
Yes. We did that for you, Jamie.
I appreciate that.
We have a hike that this time is meeting at 1 p.m. In the Campground B parking lot. And that's going to be a guided hike teaching children about what animals are up in the morning and what animals are up at night and doing some activities along the trail there.
These hikes have been very popular, haven't they?
Yeah, they're a really nice way to kind of get a different view of Wildwood. So you go through and learn a bit more about the trails and what animals might be there. And so, yeah, it's been really, really well received.
And that's the cool thing because you never know what you're going to find on a hike or see on a hike at Wildwood.
Exactly. The last one I went on, I saw a deer running through the woods. So that was pretty cool.
All right. So again, that is happening tomorrow at Wildwood. It's called the Day Tonight Story Hike, and that is at 1 o'clock. And again, a reminder, with the season pass holders, of course, it's free for all campers and season pass holders, but the regular day use fee of $15 a vehicle applies to all those entering the park. So again, you can make a day of it at Wildwood Conservation Area. And when we've been talking all about the supermoon or the blue supermoon, we have a special get-together happening on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. So the telescope guy is returning. This is his second time out at Wildwood this season. And what he's doing is he's doing this setup at 4 p.m. and kind of letting people see what digital microscopes he has and getting a sense of what you can actually view. And then gathering again at 8 p.m. when it's actually dark and you can see the night sky. And the last event that we did with the telescope guy was, again, really, really well received. People found it really, really interesting. So.
And again, it looks like great weather for Saturday for a Wildwood Conservation Area and for the Labor Day long weekend. So again, you can be a part of it. And Alex Westman, he's quite the knowledgeable guy.
Yeah, he's a man of many trades, too.
Stargazing and astronomy with the telescope guy. Again, that's at 4 o'clock. Get together also at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. at Wildwood Conservation Area. And Emily, again, when we've been talking about some of the events from the past summer, did you have a particular favorite or one that really struck you as, wow, this is pretty awesome?
I have such a bias towards horses that absolutely the Ojibwe spirit horses, that was top. In my books, they're just, it's such a neat story, and seeing people interact with the horses is really, really neat.
That's a good choice right there. So it's Wildwood Conservation Area for your Labor Day long weekend with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Of course, we'll share all the details on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. And Emily, we've got an open house that's coming up later this month that we can maybe just touch on.
Yeah, for sure. That is on Saturday, September 23rd from 1 to 4. It's going to be free entry. We're going to have the aforementioned horses, so that alone is a draw.
Yeah.
But we'll also be offering tours of the dam, which is pretty neat to do. Registration for that is required, but we'll have lots of activities through that 1 to 4 time, a story hike trail, some interpretive activities, and just a chance to celebrate Wildwood and celebrate the start of fall.
Yeah, that tour of the dam is really a unique opportunity that you often don't get a chance on. So again, we'll talk more when we get closer to the date on that one. But let's also remind people with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority for our area, for Perth South and St. Mary's, Tree Power is coming back to Perth South and St. Mary's.
It is. We are busy this fall. So sales for Perth South open on September 5th, which is Tuesday. And then a week following, the sales for St. Mary's Tree Power opens online. And the gist of those programs is providing residents of those municipalities with affordable trees that they can plant in their yard.
It is such a great idea and so awesome to have this back again, Tree Power. And these trees are available at such a reasonable price.
Yeah, they're $25 each. Lovely trees. And it's such a nice program because everyone on Tree Pickup Day is so happy to pick up their trees. It's really nice. And, of course, we're increasing the number of trees that are planted in the area.
Perfect. With Upper Thames River Conservation Authority, again, we'll pass the details at mystratfordnow.com about Tree Power and, of course, the events this weekend at Wildwood Conservation Area. Emily Chandler with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Thanks for this, Emily. We'll chat again closer to open house, but enjoy your long weekend.
Thank you. You too.